Hundreds of sweaty palm kids will take the stage over the next 2 days just outside Washington, D.C., hoping to spell their way to the championship of the 2012 Scripps National Spelling Bee. When it's over, there's an excellent chance the winner will be Indian American. As NPR's Tovia Smith reports, in the past decade or so, South Asians have built something of a dynasty on the spelling bee circuit.
Indian American kids are on such a winning streak, one commentator compared their dominance to Kenyans winning marathons.
National Spelling Bee champion, Anurag Kashyap.
The Kanya Roy is your champion.
Our winner, Kavya Shavashankar.
Indian Americans have won 9 of the past 13 national bees.
Anamika Viramani.
Even though they make up less than 1% of the population.
It's stunning. There's more than just randomness going on, in other words.
Pavan Dhingra is curating an exhibit on Indian Americans at the Smithsonian that'll showcase their spelling bee dynasty.
The fact that Indians would ever win is noteworthy. The fact they would win more than once is impressive. The fact they would win to a dominating level, it becomes almost a statistical almost impossibility for this to happen. It's phenomenal, really.
Y-E-B. U-A-Y-E-B.
12-year-old Arvind Mankali came close the past 2 years and is hoping this year to win the bee. Like many others, he got inspired watching other Indian American kids win, and he was encouraged by his immigrant parents, who, like so many others, are drawn to spelling bees because of the competition, the academic focus, the discipline it takes, and the way their tight-knit family can team up to train together.
Okay, next one. From Middle English.
But influenced by Greek.
Cryptorhythm.
Arvind's 8-year-old brother and parents spend several hours a day drilling him from the dictionary. Arvind air scribbles in his palm as he spits out the letters.
A-R-I-T-H-M.
Correct. Good job.
Arvind's dad, Srinivas Mankali, says spelling is a great way to learn everything from history to science and naturally appeals to a culture like his that emphasizes learning.
Even in Sanskrit, actually, there is a shloka, there is a saying, you know, if you learn something, nobody can take it away from you.
While memorization tends to be scorned in American schools these days, it is central to Indian education, and he says very much valued by parents like him.
My dad used to tell me some Telugu poems he used to recite straight away and then reverse. Reverse doesn't make any sense, but there used to be a competition to just chant it in reverse, actually, you know.
MetLife South Asian Spelling Bee.
In recent years, farm leagues that are South Asian only have popped up as a kind of breeding ground where many Indian versions of the tiger mom start their kids at 6 years old. Mankali says it's important to these immigrant parents that their kids excel academically, but especially in English.
The immigrants want to prove themselves that they belong to the mainstream, right? Basically, the satisfaction that you master the cornerstone of the culture here, the language.
Arvind, come. My best friend.
Arvind, I want to marry you.
Arvind is definitely in the inn in his public middle school in Queens.
I'm somewhat of a celebrity, and I think what you would call cool.
So, Arvind, you now have the chance to steal Anderson's phone.
Oh, wait. I hate this game.
The national media attention helps. How cool, for example, to get invited on TV to show up Anderson Cooper.
Your word is ABCDarian.
Oh, okay.
You know this?
Yeah.
Wow. I've never even heard this word.
That's the flip side to being a word whiz. Being master of the obscure doesn't always help a kid fit in. And some Indian Americans, like Lehigh University professor Amardeep Singh, worry about kids being stereotyped or pigeonholed.
There's a kind of strangeness or an exoticism to it, and it's a particular kind of academic niche. And there's also the danger of, you know, the difference between a niche and a kind of ghetto is a fine line.
For his part, Arvind says he is equally open to a career in theoretical physics or basketball. His parents say they're okay with either, that is, as long as he pursues it as seriously as he does his spelling. Tovia Smith, NPR News.